Hello and welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Jomwa, Manifestation Coach, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about manifesting from source energy. You are directly connected to the source. It's a non-physical source, right? It's not physical. Yet it's the creator of everything. So you need to start having extreme amounts of faith in the unseen, right? And like decrease the amount of credibility and like taking, you know, these 3D physical realities that you think are super like solid and it's just the way your life is and it's always going to be this way kind of a feeling, you know, like it feels so real because you have a lot of practiced thought around that reality. But you need to have more faith in the power of your spirit, in the power of source. Source energy is non-physical, yet it's creating everything. And your thoughts, where are your thoughts coming from, right? They're coming from that place. So I was in an Ashtanga yoga class yesterday. I had done like a heated flow class before, and then my second class was an Ashtanga class. And Ashtanga yoga is really good at silencing the mind, at least for me it is. And that was the first type of yoga I did where I had a spiritual awakening in that class. So like the first summer I ever did yoga in 2009, I had just quit my swimming career. Because my coach was like verbally abusive to me. I won't go into that in this podcast. That's a whole nother rabbit hole. So I quit swimming and I started doing yoga every day, twice a day for this whole summer. And I had never felt so good. I had never had so much energy, right? Because I'm coming off of like years of swimming training. Like, you know, waking up early, swimming for 2 hours, going back to the pool in the afternoon, swimming another 2 hours. And so like, I finally had this like space in my life to actually live a life outside of the pool. And I started doing yoga, you know, going to 2 classes a day of yoga was obviously no big deal compared to 4 hours of swimming. And I had this amazing experience in an Ashtanga yoga class where the physical world completely disappeared. There was nothing. It was just infinite emptiness. There was no me. Like, Jenwa was not there. Jenny was not there. I go by both. Jenny was not there. There was no me. There was no girl. There was no person here. There was nothing. Nothing. And then what happened was once it happened, there was just only that space. Then I noticed fear. So there was fear and then there was a thought. So a feeling of fear and then a feeling of a thought. And the thought was, no, I'm not this space. I am Jenny. I am in this yoga class. That is my friend over there. That's the teacher. This is the room. And I literally fought for my life. Like I fought somehow, right? Like that energy of being a self was like fighting for its life and it reoriented itself back in the physical world. But it came along with this knowing that the physical world is like dust. Like it's not as permanent as we think it is. So I had that knowing that the physical world is like dust. And after this experience, you know, after I grounded myself back into my body and into my separate mind, my individual self, I was like, what the heck was that? And then I started studying non-duality. I went on YouTube and I typed in who is God, and then Muji, the spiritual teacher Muji, popped up, and then I'm like finding all these books about non-duality, and I find like Tony Parsons, and I find Unmani, and I find, you can look all these people up if you're interested, like all the non-duality teachers. I even found this book called The Teachers of One, and like there's so many non-dual teachers sharing their experiences in that book too. And that was like my introduction into a spiritual path, because before then all I knew was, you know, the physical world, being a very practical 3D person. Although I don't know if that's fully true, because as a swimmer, you know, like mind over matter was like always the mindset with swimming. And even within my family, like we all believed, like, you know, the way you think matters. Like my parents kind of drilled that into my head, like mind over matter, think positive, be tough, do your best, like your thoughts count, so don't be negative. So like I already kind of was brought up in mindset work, I guess. but I had never, you know, had an experience of being nothing. Anyway, so I started studying non-duality, and then I made my way into Buddhist psychology, and I went to Naropa University, finished my undergraduate degree there in psychology with a somatic focus, and then ended up going to work for a summer as a receptionist at a retirement community in Boulder. And then after that, I went to grad school for Jungian psychology. So anyways, my point is that you can manifest from this emptiness. Like form and emptiness are one, right? Duality and non-duality, they're one. And that's actually like a really powerful way to think about your manifesting, because when you're in the non-dual space, you know, you're just in pure consciousness, you're empty of form, right? You're not assuming your reality is any certain way, right? Like what if you spent 50% of your mindset in that space of like being nothing, being no one, just pure potentiality, like. And even you don't have to call it that. Like sometimes it's a relief to just like drop your sense of self, like who you think you are, right? And this is what non-duality talks a lot about, of like, who are you, right? Like you are who you think you are. You are whatever you think your past has brought you to this moment to be. But all of this is subject to change based on your present moment assumption of who you think you are, you know, like you can recreate the past at any time. So like allow yourself to have that relief, like relief that you don't have to be anybody. And even you don't have to think like other people think they know who you are too. Like that's all you as well. So you can like drop all of this identity. You know, drop your old identities, drop your old identities. If they're unwanted, you know, if they're not really what you want to be living and they don't match up to the realities you want to be creating, you can just drop them. Because like the truth of all reality is that this physical existence is so impermanent, right? In Buddhism, they talk about impermanence a lot. Everything is always changing, cause and effect. And this is so impermanent. So like, why are you carrying this luggage of who you think you are if it's not fully making you happy and if it's not fully making you feel free, right? No one's telling you you have to carry that baggage. You don't have to be anybody. And that's freedom. And this is the missing link that I find, but like why I'm able to manifest things so quickly and easily is because I have this background in non-duality where I already went through this, you know, a few years of like just immersing myself in non-duality where I just did a lot of like Ramana Maharshi self-inquiry, like where are my thoughts coming from? Who am I? You know, and I used to listen to Muji for like hours. Like when I was in college, like my last year of college at the University of Florida, when I was discovering yoga, you know, I would literally listen to Muji for hours, and I would just be like immersed in that like bliss of not having to be anybody, not having to do anything, you know, that sense of separate self. I guess you could call it the ego. A lot of people use that term a lot, but I don't really like to use that term because I think of the ego as like a psychological term of like your sense of separate self, but in a healthy way, right? Like it's, I don't use it in that like weird spiritual way of saying like your ego is bad. Like your ego is important psychologically. Like you need to have a separate sense of self. Now it sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but I'm not, because like, you know, you can immerse yourself in non-duality and be nothing and no one for a while, but like eventually you need to come back to like having a healthy sense of self, right? Like to fully thrive in life and optimize this life experience, you need to be confident in yourself. You need to love who you are and create who you are. So like, it's okay to have a good ego. It's okay to have a confident sense of self. And sense of self is ego to me. Like your ego is connected to your separate sense of being this body, right? You're in this form and you have a certain personality and you have certain gifts and you have a unique life experience that no one else has, you know, like that's important. So my whole thing is like, it's all of it, right? Yeah, non-duality is amazing. Like if you resonate with immersing yourself in like just dropping your ego for a while and just dropping that baggage of thinking you have to be somebody and like that pressure to be somebody or be a certain way, you know, like you don't need to do that. So you can be whoever you want to be, and you can create the space, and you can drop old personas anytime, you know, and you do all of this to serve your highest good, right? And the highest good of everyone and everything, because when you're more in love with yourself and happy about your life and feeling freedom and really living your soul purpose, what you really want to be doing, how you feel most happy and fulfilled in life, like you're helping everybody. Because if everybody felt fulfilled and happy in their life, like that would raise the vibration of this planet immensely. And we would all be living in some kind of really magical reality. So like it helps to feel good and feel free and be in that high vibration. So the fastest way to manifest is to be empty of a form, you know, like be empty of how you think your reality already is. And this is the missing link for a lot of people, because a lot of people have so much momentum around their separate sense of self. And they're just like kind of putting this force in their manifesting, and they're just actually pushing against who they think they are, but they really believe that they are that way. So then nothing ever happens. Nothing ever manifests for them because they're just like canceling out what they're doing. So you gotta have some kind of freedom with spirit. Like you have to be connected to source. Spirit, God, the universe, like there is a infinite potential existing inside of all of us all the time. And like our words, right? Our thoughts and our words are creative power that is merged with source, that is merged with spirit. So thinking of yourself this way is really gonna help you manifest better, because you're thinking of yourself, you're not just a person, with a body and a mind. You are actually the source with a body and a mind. So how much time are you connecting with just source? How much time are you connecting with just spirit? Right? Empty of form, empty of how you think things are, empty of your assumptions about your reality, empty of how you think the world is, right? All of that baggage. The freedom to create a whole new reality in any moment is like gold. Like, that is extreme wealth. Right? That you can just decide to erase any reality that you've created and merge with your non-physical self and create anything that you put your mind to, because what you're putting your mind to, that is backed by your spirit. It's backed by your source. So just like value the unseen more, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've got to have that faith in the unseen. And there's no reason not to. Like, when you've got to remind yourself, like, what you're seeing out of your eyes, the world you see, the reality you see, the version of yourself that you see right now, it's all been created from the unseen. The root of it is in the unseen. So don't make what has already been manifested your source. The physical reality is not your source. The world is not your source. Other people are not your source. There is only one God. There is only one source. There is only one spirit. And it's within you. And you're not separate from it. And you never will be and never can be. So, like, put the value where it belongs, you know? Give the credit where it belongs. Meditation can help you realize this. Vipassana meditation, where you just drop it all, drop all thought, drop all identification with form, and just sit. And then Ashtanga yoga is really good for silencing the mind. So I was saying, I feel like my podcasts kind of go on all these twists and turns, but then they have this like full circle energy around it too. So back to what I was saying about Ashtanga yoga. I was in an Ashtanga yoga class yesterday, and I felt that first I made the intention to, like, okay, I want to quiet my mind more, because that's what I already experienced with Ashtanga yoga. I quieted my mind so deeply in Ashtanga yoga the first time I tried it that I went into the infinite space of emptiness. So yesterday in Ashtanga yoga, I kind of tapped into it. I was like kind of there, but still very, very physical, still very aware of the physical reality. But there was that, you know, reconnection, tapping into like just pure source. And you feel so renewed when you're connected to just pure source. You're right. You're not anything. You're not anybody. You're just that pure potential, infinite intelligence, the consciousness. It's nothing. Like, it feels like nothing. But, I mean, everything is coming out of that place. So It makes you happy. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel at peace, because you like feel free. You feel that freedom, and then you feel like you can create anything, because all you need to create anything is just the right thoughts, the right combination of thought and feeling. you know, feeling a reality as real and building the momentum of it, right? If you feel something for long enough, it will manifest. And then I always affirm, like, only my good thoughts manifest. Like, the whole purpose of manifestation is to manifest what you desire, right? Is to bring more of the divine into your life and into the world. It's not to create things that you don't want, right? Like, you gotta also back up, you know, the purpose of manifestation is to manifest your desirable realities, to bring more of your divine self into the world and your divine purpose and infinite abundance and fun and freedom and playfulness. Like, we're here to have fun, right? We're here to enjoy, we're here to experience infinite abundance, and we're here to learn a lot. So anyways, that's what I wanted to talk about today, because I feel like this is a missing link for a lot of people, and a lot of people give up on manifestation because they're really trying to manifest from that sense of separate self, and it's a lot harder. Like, you're literally working against the laws of quantum physics. Because, like, you can't create more form out of form. I mean, you can, but, like, it doesn't have that spiritual power behind it. It doesn't have that energy behind it. Unless it does. Like, unless someone really believes in what they're doing or whatever, then they're backing it up with their spiritual energy. But I'm saying, like, form without emptiness, I don't know. Like, what is that? It's everything is backed by spirit. Everything is backed by emptiness. So spending time in emptiness, even if it's just like, you know, one yoga class or a short meditation, like where you just drop it all, just drop everything that you think is real, everything you think is happening, and just be immersed in that emptiness, even if it's just for a minute or two. Like, you'll feel, you know, like the more you kind of think about this, you'll kind of get a feel for like how long it feels good for you, right? Like, you can also be in emptiness too long and then you're just like bored and like nothing is moving, right? You need to find that balance of movement and then also like clearing. Like, it really releases a lot of resistance when you're in a meditation or Ashtanga yoga, any kind of yoga really, but something about Ashtanga is very silencing for me. If you do Ashtanga yoga, let me know, leave me a comment or shoot me an email. I would love to hear what Ashtanga yoga does for you and if you use it with your manifestation process. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Please share this episode with anybody that you think would find value in it. And don't forget to make the connection between, oh yeah, I did this and then this manifested. Because like, you're manifesting everything you want all the time. And like, a lot of the times it's such a seamless process because it's so natural. We're all such natural manifestors that we don't even realize, like, oh yeah, I really wanted that thing a few days ago and then I got it. Like, just maybe 3 days later, right? So if that happens and you just like didn't even make the, like, cause you forgot you really wanted it because it happened. Like, you switched into that new reality so easily. Cause it is so natural for us to manifest. So just really try to expand your awareness of how you are a deliberate creator. You're deliberately manifesting everything you want all the time, and it is working, and all is well. Like, life is really good, right? Life is really good. Let it be good. Know that you're worthy of it being good. Okay. See you guys in the next episode. Namaste.